Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. We are live here today on the 15th day of July 2015. It is straight up 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the Perspective Power Radio Network. The show is called Attitude of Gratitude, and I appreciate the fact that you have tuned in, whether you're live or you're in archive with us. I also appreciate the contributions of award-winning artist David Martinka. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net and avail yourself of free downloads, as well as a lot of great CDs. You know, the program today is titled An Attitude of Gratitude Teaches Your Children Well. And I have to tell you, there were two things that ran through my head when that title came to me. The first was the Crosby, Stills, Nash song, Teach Your Children Well. And I really and truly believe that there's a lot to be said for that song making a difference in the lives of many people, my contemporaries, as we grew up. Because even if we weren't raised the way the song was talking about, it gave us a little bit of insight, maybe a little bit of extra information to go and pass out to the children we may have. Now, I do not have children, but I've been around children and seen a lot of children raised. The other influence in the title of this program was the poem that I saw as a poster. And it's called Children Learn What They Live. And it says, if children live with criticism, they learn to condemn. Hostility, they learn to fight. Ridicule, they learn to be shy. Shame, they learn to feel guilty. Tolerance, they learn to be patient. Encouragement, they learn confidence. Praise, they learn to appreciate. Fairness, they learn justice. Security, they learn to have faith. Approval, they learn to like themselves. Acceptance and friendship, they learn to find love in the world. So the Children Learn What They Live poster started out with four things that we have seen play out in this world in mammoth and unconscionable proportion. It's an idea that everybody wants to fight. And that's kind of the dichotomy of all of this. If you're trying to fight it, then you are just as much the issue as the issue, and it is bullying. So when I thought about this show, and I thought about, you know, an attitude of gratitude will teach our children well, I thought about all the stress around the topic of bullying, and that we teach the children to fight the bullies. We fight the bullies that are supposedly poisoning our food system. We fight the bullies that are supposedly ruining our court systems. We fill in the blank, right? So somehow, little children that are taught it's okay to fight back to these bullies grow up to be people that say, hey, you're bullying, I'm going to fight you. Well, the bottom part of the Children Learn What They Live presentation, tolerance, encouragement, praise, fairness, security, approval, acceptance, and friendship, that's twice the amount of energy as the beginning of the poem. It's not even really a poem, but the beginning of the poster, the beginning of the presentation. So the idea is you can teach somebody to stand up for themselves, and by all means. I mean, if somebody comes over and, you know, starts giving you a rash or whatever, you need to know you have choices. The thing that I found most encouraging about this poem when I saw it, which was well after I had grown up, this was not written or printed when I was a little child, was the fact that it made sense to me. It made a lot of sense. So if you've taught somebody how to learn patience, confidence, appreciation, justice, faith, fairness, like themselves, find love in the world, guess what you're going to automatically have accomplished? You will automatically have accomplished giving that person the tools that they need to live a life where they can feel like they're at peace, where they can feel safe, where they can feel that their choices make a difference. An attitude of gratitude is more than just saying please and thank you, because I thought about that too. We were raised, y'all better have some manners, or we ain't taking you anywhere. And I do have to say that there have been times I've been everywhere from the grocery store to a restaurant to even sitting in my own home and listening to the children in the neighborhood. I live in a very family-oriented neighborhood, and that's a blessing, let me tell you. And there are times I hear some of the actions and reactions of a lot of the children. There's a lot of little kids around me, the toddlers and grade school-age children. And sometimes you're wondering, oh, my gosh, you know, are you okay? Because you hear the frustration and the tension in these children's expressions of their energy. And yet I remember that if I would have behaved like that, or my brother and sister did, whoa, we'd hear about it. And in ways that they didn't, you know, mistreat us, but in ways that made us know that was not a cool thing. Well, there's got to be something somewhere, the balance that brings us into harmony with the energy that will allow us to grow as happy, confident, feel good about ourselves people. I guess the same as confidence. Okay, and now let's the Department of Redundancy just made an appearance on the show. And that actually is gratitude. If I say thank you to somebody because they put a toy in front of me or gave me a meal when I was a child, that was an automatic response. My parents said, somebody gives you something, you say thank you. Somebody opens the door for you, you say thank you. However, the difference between manners and the attitude of gratitude is the feeling you get when you say it, the feeling you have as you say it, and the feeling that you carry with you when the words leave your mouth and you're done. That feeling energy that we put into it is the thing that makes the difference. It's okay to say please and thank you, right? I mean, it makes us sound like we're really cool. And when we teach the children that, say please, say thank you, again, manners. But to help them develop the attitude of gratitude, then they own it. Then they walk into any situation, whether it's a school situation, later on in life a work situation, relationships, maybe marriage, living with somebody, having their own family. You have now equipped them with energy that they can use, because it's part of them. They really feel it. They really believe it. They don't just do it because they know if they say this, they're going to get this. It's like the Pavlov's dog. If you ring the bell, the dog goes for water. If you ring the bell, the dog stops. And I experienced that when I worked in a factory many, many years ago. They rang a bell, you started work. They rang a bell, you took a break. They rang a bell, you went back to work. You get the point. So I got used to and trained that every time I heard a bell, I was going to either have to stop or start one function and stop or start another function. Well, all that did was train me that when I heard the bell, I knew I had to do something. Train a rat to do that. Train a monkey to do that. But we're talking about children, human children, children who, once they're away from us, whether that means walking out the front door to meet their little friends or heading off to school or moving away and living on their own or even just going into their own room in their own space. Once they're away from us, we are not able to monitor what they do. And if we're going to sit and worry about how they're going to get on in life, they pick up on that. Those currents of energy, of emotional energy that we send out as caregivers or parents or whatever word works for you, whatever label works for you, they pick up on that. And when we look at somebody later in life who's had a really, really rough time and they've expressed that in the form of some act of violence, whether it's been perpetrated against themselves or a group of people or an animal or a situation, a building, whatever, and we say, my gosh, how did that person get like that? And we look back at how they were raised. Everybody goes back and they do the profiling. And they say, well, gee, that person was raised in this type of home or that type of home or with this type of this type of restriction or this type of, you know, manners or without manners, this type of religion or this type of whatever, permissiveness. So we automatically say, well, gee, what that child learned, they played out. It keeps coming back again and again, my friends. It keeps showing us that if we want our lives to be better, there's got to be something that we teach ourselves, something that we own, something that we put our emotions into that shows us how we can have tolerance, how we can have faith, how we can appreciate ourselves, how we can cultivate patience, how we can have a sense of justice, how we can learn to love ourselves, which means then we can find love in the world. And the really interesting thing is, once we are looking at the world with those eyes, once our children are actually seeing the love in the world because they can find it in themselves, once they resonate and they magnetize to that energy, do you know what's going to happen? We're going to tip that critical mass point, and suddenly that's what we're going to see. That good news we all want to hear when we turn on the radio or we read the newspapers, the stuff we want to see, we watch TV. We're going to start seeing more of the good stuff. Why? Because there's going to be more of the good stuff. We're not going to have to worry that this incorrigible situation is going to rule our world or this deplorable condition is going to be what it is. An attitude of gratitude not just teaches your child manners or teaches your child how to represent themselves positively so they get a really, really good job. Their energy is that way, not just when they're on display, not just when they feel it's the right thing to do, so it gets them and moves them through a situation, but their energy actually goes out and cultivates that level of peace in the world. It's the ripple effect. And we have been taught that time and time and time again. So if you don't understand what it's like to teach the child patience because maybe you didn't learn tolerance when you were growing up. Maybe you're not really sure how to instill confidence in that child because you weren't encouraged. Perhaps you didn't have the security that you needed financially or lovingly, physically, hugs and things of that nature to know that they're secure, they're held, they're physically safe, so that that child grows up to learn faith. Maybe you were that child that didn't get that. Maybe you were that child that didn't have that. By instilling an attitude of gratitude and start with yourself and really allowing yourself to develop that, you will have something you can then teach a child. You'll teach yourself. You're somebody's child. Everybody is somebody's child. So this children thing that I'm speaking about, this isn't just for the little whippers, even though I've used them as examples. I'm somebody's child, and I'm almost 60 years of age. When I learned to develop an attitude of gratitude, a genuine feeling for it, not only did I find my faith, my patience, my tolerance, my sense of justice, my appreciation for the rest of the world, I remembered cellularly that I could replicate that. And when I'm stressed and when I really need guidance and direction, I can call on that. These are tools that we give our children because they are tools that they carry in that little toolbox of their own psyche, their own bodies, that allows them to be great people. And that great person might turn out to become president of the United States someday. That great person may turn out to be one of the best local farmers that you've ever met. That person might grow up to be the greatest parent that you ever met. They may grow up to be all of those. But with an attitude of gratitude, you have taught your child well. You've taught your child well enough that there isn't anything out there they can't accomplish. And in so much as they will accomplish all these great things, that great, wonderful, better world we're all wanting for, and we're so willing to fight for to have, it's already going to be there. And it won't have anything to do with fighting. It'll have everything to do with an attitude of gratitude. And I do believe that. I do believe that with all my heart. And I know that you do. And I know that this is something you're going to carry with you and something that you're going to share. And when you share the site of blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower, you are sharing the ability for people to find this archive so that they, too, can listen to it and share it over and over again. When you share redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, you share the sites of the generous contributor, award-winning artist David Martinka, who supplies the music for all our programs on our network, and we appreciate him and you for doing that. Oh, and we have a Facebook fan page as well, facebook.com/perspectivepower. Attitude of Gratitude is live every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time here on the Perspective Talk Radio Network.